later we will have, don't forget, we will have a fellowship or prayer study later at 7 p.m. Easter time. So those who are, who can, you are all invited. Same here in Telegram. I don't know if we will have a fellowship today or what, since Brother Pastor Nick is not able to talk. But let's keep him in prayer, Stefan, and everybody else that we know of. Because, you know, prayer is powerful. Where is that? It is in James 5, the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So it's really helpful to each one of us. Okay. Thank you for Brother Dwayne for playing the songs earlier. You can actually download the song in gospel order. Let me pull that out. If you wanna download it, it's in this page. Okay, it's entitled Perfect Faith. It's actually our original composition. My sister wife is blessed by God to make this, and we're able to sing it. Those are Sister Janisa, Albi, and Jania singing Genuine Faith, Not Feeling. This is the perfect faith. Yeah, it needs strong salad, some soup. Yeah. Some ginger tea, honey, lemon. That's the best. Pineapple. Yeah, for the flu. And what else? A lot of rest. See, it's actually a blessing too for Barney, because he's been fresh garlic and onion. We used to do that too. We just take one clove of garlic and then chop it and then eat it with the honey and lemon and of course water. Yeah. So, well, it's really a blessing too, because we see a lot of attacks of the enemy since what, last week, and this week also is real terrible. You know, so the system goes down already. So you need a rest, Pastor Nick. The body, you say the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That is true right now. We know your passion in giving these studies and fellowship like that, but you need to rest better this Sabbath day. Yeah. Praise the Lord. That's a question. What's this? What's the difference between being reminded of sin to make us ineffective and remembering past faults to cause us cautious, humble, and not trusting ourselves to make us ineffective? What's the difference between being reminded of sin to make us... Okay, as we have learned earlier, Satan, what he do is to accuse us, right? He's accusing us that, oh, you did this, you did that. That's sin. And if we entertain that, we become, what, discouraged, and we become that being in discouraged, you become what? Weak in serving the Lord, in doing things, because you will have a self-pity. Oh, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to do that because I am this and that. Okay? But, of course, when we repented of these sins, we just have to trust that God already pardoned this. That's why 1 John 1:9 is there. Okay? And it doesn't mean that we are pardoned, we receive the righteousness of Christ, we cannot sin anymore. There's still a possibility of sinning, but because sin is a choice, right? That's why Proverbs 24, is that in Proverbs 24, the just man may fail and fall 7 times, but he would recovers. So that is the beauty, that's the blessing of being righteous in the eyes of God. Oh yeah, thank you. Proverbs 24:16, Sister Anna. For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. The difference between the just and the wicked is really very plain over here. Okay? A just man, a righteous man, okay, he rise up though he's fallen in sin because he claimed by faith that he gonna be forgiven according to the word of God. So he comes back again, he do his job, he do his work effectively. But the wicked, if they committed sin, they're gonna stay on committing sin. One sin leads to another. So that's making what? More prone to following his what will. So that's why we are praying for the Holy Spirit to remind us. If you have any past sins or any sins that we committed, which we haven't confessed yet, because remember in the sanctuary above there are records of sin. There must be our sins must be confessed, must be forsaken, so that the recording angel will write pardon opposite our name. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, willful sin, that's different. Yeah. Well, remembering past faults is also giving us a lesson, an experience that if we will continue on this, it's actually a learning process so that we will not repeat it again in the future. Well, I hope that sounds makes sense. Okay. Yeah, like Peter, he remembered his ability to fall, which kept him humble and continuing trust in the Lord after he fell. Yeah, amen. Okay, so if there's nothing else, there's no more question or any additionals, any comments, any thing that you're gonna share or you wanna share, and stop from here. And we're gonna see you later at 7 p.m. So God bless you all. I love you all. And happy Sabbath, everyone. God blessings. Bye. Love you all.